If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Everybody has a story. What's your story today, Kevin?
Steve should go first. He's got a good one.
I think Mary said she wanted to go.
Go ahead, Steve.
So today is National No Housework Day. Did you guys know that?
Oh, no. I dusted this morning.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? So I asked Kevin, you know, if he's good at housework. And he didn't really understand the term.
I didn't really know what you were getting at.
Well, I said, are you good with housework?
Okay, and
you
said, if Lisa or Mary, what would you think of housework? Like
dusting, vacuuming, cleaning the bathrooms.
Came right to her, Kev.
I thought you were asking me if I had, like, you know, painted or worked on anything around the house.
Like housework?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't do some cleaning up?
You know? I don't know, but when I asked you, you said you're going to do landscaping, and that doesn't really count.
Yeah, it does.
Ladies?
What?
Landscaping is housework? I don't know.
Your question was confusing, Steve. The way you phrased it to me was way different than the way you phrased it to Mary.
It's one word, housework.
No, but you worded it weirdly.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's house repairs. There's house
Yeah, there's the work around the house. Work around the house, not housework. If you do housework, you're wearing an apron.
Yes, I always wear an apron.
Anyway, so it's National No Housework Day. 28% of respondents said they don't like folding laundry, while 26% say they don't like doing dishes. So my question is, what I was asking Kevin is, he didn't have a good answer. What's your best thing when it comes to housework? Lisa, quick.
What do I do best? I wipe down counters. I move everything. It makes me crazy not to have everything moved and cleaned.
I can't get my kitchen counter clean. Mary?
I hate to say this, but I clean the bathrooms the best, but I hate to do it. But everybody thinks that I love to do it in my family.
Well, that's
so whenever somebody moves, they're like, Mom, can you come over and clean the bathrooms?
So you need to have a sit down with them. Yeah.
Like, I really don't like to do it.
Your family thinks you're weird, Mary.
I know.
Okay, Kev, you'd had time to think about it.
I'm going to say cleaning the bathroom, Steve.
That's what you do best?
Yeah.
Now, good.
Or take the garbage out.
Taking the garbage out. When's the last time you cleaned a bathroom?
Last time I cleaned the bathroom, probably at some point last week.
Oh, good for you.
How often do you clean the bathroom?
Well, like, how often do we, or do I do it?
Okay, often? You guys? Together?
No, I don't know. Once a week, maybe? Like a good clean?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a laundry folder. Not really. I'm not a folder.
I hate putting away laundry.
I love laundry.
I'm good at doing laundry because I enjoy the accomplishment of it. But Lisa, I can't get my countertop clean. Okay, I'm done.
Why?
Me either.
I don't know. It's like it's granite, you know, or something. It's granite. And I've always got smears on it, and it's never quite.
That'd be crazy. And we continue to have an ant problem, just like we did last year. They're back, and so everything has to be spotless, or a little ant will come out, and it makes me nuts.
Yeah, it's just not my good thing.
What's your story, Kevin?
Today's National Beer Day. Did you guys know that?
It was going to be my 5 o'clock news. Thank you very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Beat you to it.
It still can be.
Every April 7th is National Beer Day. Do you know why it's April 7th, Steve?
I do, Kev, because that's when they started to allow it to be sold in a weaker form, which kind of signaled the end of Prohibition.
3.2% alcohol content.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite kind of beer, Steve?
The one in my hand, Kevin.
A cold one?
A cold one.
Following water and tea, it's the third most popular drink overall. Did you guys know that?
Did not.
The tea is number two?
It's water, tea, and then beer.
Around the world?
According to this website, that's yes, that's what it is, Steve.
What I do know is David Hochberg is on the phone, and he said he has a point to make to Kevin.
Uh-oh.
That should be good. What do you got, Team Hochberg?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, I could use my bathrooms to be clean, buddy. You don't have to bring the supplies. I got the supplies. I'll send you a couple of bucks for gas.
Perfect. I would love to come hang out at the Hochberg household.
Who cleans your bathrooms?
About hanging out. I didn't say anything about hanging out. I just said, come over. You can clean the bathrooms and then get the hell right out.
I'm
going
to be in Hochberg's robe posting up on his couch or something. I'll come by whenever you need. I'd be happy to.
David, Lisa,
I got the supplies.
Lisa asked what you clean. What do you clean?
Yeah, David. When's the last time you cleaned your bathroom?
And do you wear gloves or not wear gloves?
Me?
Yeah. To clean the bathroom.
I take showers. That's about as clean as I get in my shower and my bathroom.
I see
That's
David,
all the cleaning I do.
I see David walking around in a white robe, barely attached, with a white T-shirt on, black socks halfway up his calf.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, white on this body don't go. White and David Hochberg right. don't go hand in hand. It's all dark colors.
You can pull off any color, David. Try it.
I know I can, but just for hygienic reasons, we're going black.
Oh, okay.
Up and down.
I think what we can be learned by this is David Hochberg did not believe that Kevin actually cleans bathrooms.
Yeah, well, I think he was. I mean, I clean them, but let's be honest. I mean, Bridget really does the deep cleans. She does most of that stuff.
She's the one who sticks her hand down the toilet, right?
So when I ask you a question, I expect you to be honest at the when you answer it the first time.
Well, it was a confusing question the way you phrased it earlier.
Telling you what, my husband does not clean the bathroom. He does very little cleaning, and I noticed yesterday our bathroom needed to be cleaned, and I was like, oh, he squirted some stuff in the toilet and swished the brush around, and that was it.
No, that doesn't count.
That's pretty much all I do. We have one of those wands with the little foam thing.
Yeah, I'm like, really?
Can't use a wand thing. No.
Why? Those work great.
You really got to go at it. You just...
You do get you do sort of get your thrills out of it, don't you, Mary?
No, but I just used to watch my mom do it. My mom called dibs on cleaning the bathrooms every weekend. We had to do everything else. But I'm like, really? Why? She must have liked it.
No, if you have men in the house, you have to clean the bathroom a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your story, Mary?
Nasty. So I saw this story earlier, and I've never seen... Have you guys ever seen the Jesus Easter egg?
Oh, I was going to bring this up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
It's so funny. It says he lives on the outside, and then you pop it open, and this little Jesus plush toy comes out.
So it's
so
like an
crazy
Easter egg, and but Jesus is inside, not the chocolate bunny.
Yeah, it's an Oriental trading thing. And then there's one, some of them have little Jesus statues in them. There's some that have stuffed lambs, but I was just like, wow, is anybody really buying these? I mean, everybody wants candy when they open an egg, right?
It's like you're mixing, it's like Jesus meets the Easter bunny or something.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. I don't know. You got to look them up. They're
okay. I'll take them.
Pretty bizarre. Jesus Easter eggs.
Hey, and happy wedding anniversary. Make that happy 41st anniversary to WGN Steve and Johnny.
Wow, good for them.
Wow.
Met here, worked together here, still work together here every Saturday night, and they've been married 41 years today. And they're so lovely. They're just so lovely. I don't know if I could be that much in love after 41 years.
Well, maybe if he's
been 40
better,
for me.
If he gets better at cleaning the toilet, you guys got a shot.
Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.